emotional now. I'd just like to read to you from Matthew. Well, Claire mops herself up. Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verses 18 and to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Amen.
Thank you, Debbie. Am I on? Can you hear me? That's a relief. I'm all mic'd up like Madonna. It feels really weird. I've never had one of these things on my head before. I've realized that we haven't really introduced ourselves. The person who's opened the service is my wife, Debbie Fouch. I'm Steve Fouch. We're both part of the church here at St. Philip and St. James, or Pip and Jim's. So, that's a very familiar passage. It's disappeared from the screen again. Matthew 28, 18 to 19. I apologize for my typo. I can remember this when I was a student, and it was like, wow, yes, I've got to get out there into the world to take the gospel to the far corners of the earth. And that can be a really exciting thing. And for some people, there's that real sense of God calling them to do that. Some of you sitting in this room are feeling that, actually, that's really what God's laid on my heart. For some of you, you might be sitting there thinking, the far corners of the earth, I'm not sure I'm really quite ready to go that far. That seems a little bit scary to me. And some of you may be thinking, well, I've done that sort of thing, so where do I sit now? What does God have to say to me? Now, we have sent quite a lot of people from this church. Can anyone name some of the people from this church that we've sent out to work around the world? Rachel and James Adele. Andy Blake, who's been with us very recently. Ruth Guinness, also with us not that long ago. Eric and Rena Clouston, also with us not that long ago. Absolutely. Becky and Evode, and we won't attempt to, because my Kiwaranda pronunciation is awful, so I won't try and pronounce their surname. Pardon? Joe Parnell. Well done. Ian and Carmina Spears. Pat Blanchard. Peter and Bridget Nightingale, absolutely. Yeah, and I think we could probably carry on. If we sat here long enough, we could probably think of a lot of other people who have gone. Some have gone and come back. Some are still in other parts of the world.
We've had short-term trips as well.
And yep. That's right. Oddly enough. So we've actually done a lot of overseas trips. For those of you who are online, we're just talking about some of the short-term trips that people have done over the years as well. And we've very involved in one in Durban in South Africa a number of years as well with the youth. Well, someone's just got shot, but thankfully not seriously. So, I think a bulb's just gone. Don't worry, everybody. nothing too serious. So, we have a tradition in this church of sending people out. We have a tradition of going out into the nations, and I think that's so important. But I'm not a Greek scholar, but I've read people who are, and they say that actually sometimes the way this passage is translated into English doesn't quite capture what it says in the original Greek, which of course itself is a translation of what Jesus was speaking in his own time. The verb that we translate as go is not quite go, it's more as you go, or maybe wherever you go might be more accurate. And the word that's translated nations doesn't necessarily mean countries, it means different types of people. People with different languages and different cultures and different ways of doing things. People that look different to us or sound different to us. So what would that sound like? It'd be something along the lines of, therefore, wherever you go, make disciples of all people. And that changes, that is a subtle change in what that passage says, because it's not go out to the far corners of the earth, it's wherever you go, down to the shops, off to the school gate, or outside your own front door to chat to your neighbours, wherever you go. Can we have the third slide? I'm going to do my Chris Whitty. Next slide, please. Yes, thank you. Now, that also sounds scary, but here's the thing. We don't go alone. We were talking to Eloise just now. It is scary going 3 hours away from home for the first time in your life, being with different people. Leicester's a fabulous city, by the way, but every culture, every kind of mixture of people is wonderfully colourful. You're going to meet people from all parts of the world, but hey, there's a lot of new people to meet and a lot of new things to do, and that can be really unsettling. But the good news is, at the end of this passage, Jesus says, and surely I am with you till the end of the age. Our Heavenly Father is walking with us when we go into those new places. He'll be walking with you, Eloise. But even more than that, he's gone ahead of us. He's prepared the ground. We're not going on our own. We're part of a bigger family. Eloise is going to a big church. She's not going into the middle of nowhere with no idea what she's doing. There's stuff being prepared. There's stuff being organized for you. Well, I hope there has, at any rate. Somewhere to live, something to eat, people to work with, work to do. God doesn't send us out unprepared. He doesn't send us out without preparing the ground that we're going to go to. We're not going on our own. So